Welcome back to Open Metalcast, bringing you the best in Creative Commons licensed metal music. My name is Craig Maloney. Recently, we got the chance to speak with Ryan Connor of the band Cryogen. Cryogen is currently in their Kickstarter campaign for their new album, Continuum. We spoke to him about their previous discography and how you can make their new album happen. So I'm here with Ryan Connor of the band Cryogen. Ryan, who are you and what do you do?
I am the vocalist. I used to play guitar and do vocals, but now I'm just stepping back to vocals probably for the past, 3 years or so. I've been just doing those. That is what I do.
Okay, very cool. So who all is in Cryogen at the moment?
Well, you got our guitar player, Brian. Him and me kind of started the band back 2004-ish. You've got Greg. He's our new guitar player. He's actually from a band, Legion, if you heard of those dudes.
Mm-hmm.
So he just kind of was stepping in for a show, and then he's like, "You guys just want me to play full time or looking for guitarists?" We're like, "Sure, man." So he joined probably, maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago. Then we got Mikey on bass. He's been with us since the Nightmare days, so 2006-07-ish. And Mark, our drummer, we just picked him up probably 2.5 years ago or so.
Okay.
And those are the dudes.
Excellent. And you guys are based out of where?
We are in Denver. Well, kind of all around Denver, but okay. Colorado. So, yeah.
Excellent. So so you said you formed around 2004?
Yeah, roughly. Somewhere around there. It's hard to have an exact date. It's been a while. But I just kind of had a band dissolve at the time. And I think I posted on some music classifieds and I found Brian through that. And we just kind of clicked and we formed kind of a new band off of the band I was in before. And that's how we got started.
Very cool. So what would you describe your music style as?
Melodic death metal. I mean, that's okay. Pretty much the standard to describe it as. I mean, we kind of do a little bit of this and that, but it's mainly just melodic death, I guess.
Does what it says on the tin, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent. So you started off with the album Premonition. Tell us a little bit about that album.
Yeah, that was basically, like I was saying, you know, we kind of had I had a different band before that. And we probably 3 or 4 of those songs were from that other band. Brian joined up. We kind of reworked them. And we spent a long time recording that one. That was what seemed like forever. I think we recorded it, you know, a couple months. It took me like 6-8 months to mix it at the time. I was just being like real perfectionist, but that was the first one.
So that was a self-produced album then?
Yeah, I did that one all at my place, what eventually became Mind Cycle Studios. Like if you look in some of the credits, you'll see that listed there. That's my studio.
Oh, very cool. So, and also following up with that, there was also This Nightmare, which is around 2007?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Very cool. Tell us a little bit about that one, too. This is interesting, because most of the bands that I've talked to don't really have an extensive discography, and you've got, like, several different albums, so we've got a lot of ground to cover here.
Yeah. You'll probably find that a lot of the albums have the same tracks on them or similar tracks, because This Nightmare, yeah, I recorded that in 07, and a lot of those tracks made it onto Songs of Deceit, which is after that. basically what happened was we kept losing people in the band, and so we'd have a new guy join and be like, "Well, we got all these other songs, we play those for a while," and we write like one or two new ones, and they're like, "Yeah, let's record," and I'm like, "Whoa, we only have 3 new songs." Well, screw it, let's do it anyway. So like a lot of them kind of, you know, ended up on more than one release. So yeah, Nightmare was 07, and did that at my place too. And then we had Dave Otero. He runs a studio out here, Flatline Audio. He's done, I think he did like the latest Cattle Decapitation. He mixed that one for us. And so that was, 07.
Very cool. Well, why don't we hear something from one of those albums? What should we play?
Let's see. What's a good one to play off of that one? I'd say I really like track 2. It kind of gives you this like kind of intense intro. It's a pretty intense song overall. It's the Pain We Endure. So that one's probably a good one to play.
Okay, this is The Pain We Endure from the album This Nightmare by Cryogen. So you mentioned that some of the tracks that were on This Nightmare also showed up on Psalms of Deceit, and Psalms of Deceit also seems to have an interesting history as well, because it was remastered just recently and re-released. Tell us a little bit about the remastering.
It's funny you mentioned that, because we got a review for the re-release, I think, on like Metal Underground or something. Mm-hmm. And the guy was like, oh, this thing's gone through the works a little bit. actually, a lot of the tracks, some of them are from This Nightmare. We wrote a couple new ones with our like drummer at the time. And I think I actually did the remastering and remixing and did everything here at my studio for that one. And it was because I moved the studio and I kind of wanted to get something to like get up to speed in the room, you know, because every room kind of sounds different, you know. So I'm like, oh, this is perfect. And that ended up being like a 6 or 8 month process, but it was fun. I mean, I learned a lot about the room here, and I can make better mixes for it. So
that's awesome.
I
listened to the first one. I bought the original Psalms of Deceit, and the remaster definitely pops a lot better.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, it's
excellent stuff.
It was some work, but it was fun. So
yeah, it sounds like a labor of love.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was. I'd say at like the 3 month mark, I'm like, man, what did I get myself into? But it's always like when you're doing your own stuff, you become a little bit of a perfectionist, I think. So,
so besides the remastered sound, what else is new about the album?
We got two tracks on it that we put on it that were newer ones that recorded with our current drummer Mark, and so that's an In Flames cover of episode 666, which we're all like huge In Flames fans. That's probably my main influence for writing, I would say. So there's that one, and then we did actually one that we didn't record for Nightmare. So this shows you how we just
bash it all us. Just flows together.
Yeah. So that last track on there, the track 8, it's called Cell. That was one that we actually wrote back in the Nightmare days. And then I think actually what happened is it sounds so similar to another song because the way our drummer is playing it, we're like, yeah, this just sounds too much the same. And we ditched it. And then we're like, oh, bring it back for this. Cool.
So is there anything interesting about the recording of Psalms of Deceit?
The original recorded? Kind of. I mean, it was actually kind of a funny process because I was renting this house with, like, I don't know, two or three dudes. And we had a basement that was probably 5.5 feet tall.
Oh, God. So that was where I was recording. I've been in that basement.
Yeah, man. It was funny. At the time, our drummer and our current bass player, he's like 6'7", so it was funny, like, watching him, you know, moving in and out, and I had
wonder about the hobbit hole.
Yeah, exactly. So that was an interesting process. I actually recorded a ton of bands down there, and it all worked out, but it was like, dudes would come down there and, like, bump their head on the, you know, wood slats on the roof and stuff, and it was pretty good.
Awesome. So did you actually re-record some of the pieces for Psalms of Deceit?
I added a couple vocals, and okay, that was about it. I mean, we did guitars and everything fresh for the bonus tracks.
Okay.
So that was all new stuff, but I pretty much just used the stuff I had recorded previously and just kind of remixed it, you know, spent a little bit more time, stuff like that.
Awesome. Well, why don't we hear something from the re-remastering of Psalms of Deceit? What should we hear?
You probably have some In Flames fans listening, so that one might be a good one. So let's do episode 666.
All right. This is episode 666 from Psalms of Deceit.
Destination, chaos.
Okay, so one of the reasons that I wanted to bring you on here was that, let's get to that in a little bit. Why don't we talk about the album that followed from Psalms of Deceit, the album Despara. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Despara, that was a new member of the band, actually a new drummer at the time, and we're just kind of deciding. I was actually stepping back from guitar at the time. So our guitar player and our drummer kind of wrote it. And at the time he was like really into like tech death, our drummer was. And so I think the whole time it was our guitarist and our drummer kind of like fighting with each other, not necessarily fighting. I mean,
right.
But like the guitarist basically going, Brian basically going, hey man, let's take a step back. It's too crazy. And then him playing some crazy stuff, you know, all these blast beats and stuff. Oh, now let's step back. So it's kind of a trying to get the more melodic element that we had done previously.
There's still a lot of technical stuff in the drumming, I have to say.
Yeah.
It is pretty intense.
Yeah. That is
it's a very tight album too.
Yeah.
It's an amazing sound that you got out of that.
That's actually we did some of it here, but most of it we did with Dave Otero, dude I was telling you about, at his studio, Flatline Audio, for that one. And he did like an awesome job, I thought, on just the production and everything. Because it was hard to, our drummer was doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and he really worked with them well. So that's why we went to him to do that album. I thought it turned out great.
Excellent. Yeah, it really came together.
Yeah, thanks.
So, anything interesting about that in studio stuff or?
I guess, yeah, we wrote it in a barn.
That would count. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a practice spot. It was actually up in Greeley, which is like north of Denver. Mm-hmm. And our drummer found it. And so that whole thing was written in this barn, and, it was like out in the middle of this field. And, I remember this one time we were out there. I think we might have been recording some demo tracks or something for it. And just this torrential rainstorm passed through. And I was like, dude, this might be a tornado. Because this is up in like tornado land in Colorado, right? And so we all got in our bass player's truck and went and like parked behind this big building and kind of let it pass. So luckily it wasn't actually a tornado. But it was literally like you walked out of this barn and it's like you walked into a pool of water. I've never seen anything like it, but I guess they kind of get that stuff up there a lot. So,
wow.
Yeah. So I guess that's kind of interesting, right?
Well, and that would also explain the big sound that you got on the album too.
Yeah. Yep.
So, we'll get back to Despara in a little bit, but I wanted to mention something. You've got a Kickstarter going on right now.
We do.
That is awesome. Tell us a little bit about the album that you're trying to kickstart.
By the way, thank you for contributing to our Kickstarter.
Oh, no problem.
Greg, that was awesome of you.
No worries. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Yeah, thanks, man. The Kickstarter is for a new album we got called Continuum. We actually just came up with the name probably a week ago, about there. And it's going to be a full length. It's actually be our second full length, if you can imagine that. The only other full length we actually have is Premonition, the first one. All the other ones, I guess you kind of consider them EPs because they're not technically long enough, you know, to be like full albums.
Well, Psalms of the Deceit was still a full length, though.
That was close.
It just borrowed a bit from This Nightmare.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I guess you could consider that one a full length.
I'd go with it.
Yeah, might as well.
Write your own Wikipedia page. You know?
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, we're pretty stoked on it. It's been doing pretty good, and yeah, it's got like 2 weeks left. So if you guys are digging what you're hearing, definitely check it out. Just go to Kickstarter and, you know, search for Cryogen, it should come up. Actually, search for death metal, because I think we're like the only death metal one on there that's active right now, which is kind of cool too.
Right, or I think you can get a link to it from the Cryogen band.
You can get website. It there as well. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, you can, and there's also on there. There's a preview of one of the tracks, one of the demo tracks for it.
Yeah, yeah. We threw together a quick preview to for people to check out. So they can, you know, they can play that on there. It's, yeah, just a YouTube. You can share it, which would be awesome.
But how far is the album in production?
We are actually finishing guitar leads right now. So we've done drums. We've done all rhythm guitars. We're at the guitar, like, lead solos. And then we'll throw on bass and vocals, and we're pretty much there. We're actually doing a lot of symphonic parts for this one, too. And I think we just got a guy on board who's going to sequence those for us. And he's really amazing. I think I'm going to throw an update here in the next day or two once we confirm him, because it's going to be pretty cool.
Excellent. And you're recording this, at your home studio or over
yeah.
at, okay.
That's, this one we're going to record here, and then we're going to have it mastered, elsewhere, most Excellent. Likely. So
very cool. So, anything interesting about the Kickstarter campaign thus far, or just going smoothly, or?
Yeah, it's going good. I mean, gotten a lot of response from it, like way more than I had anticipated. I think, you know, a lot of people, hadn't even heard of us before the Kickstarter, and we got on there and we got a lot of kind of, people checking it out and just commenting and stuff like that on our Facebook and whatnot. And so I think it's been a good thing for us. You know, I didn't even really know what to expect when we set it up, but it's turned out really, really good.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit about some of the reward levels that you got.
Well, yeah, we got a bunch of them. Anything from like a pick and a sticker for, you know, like contributing $5. We got like digital downloads. We got a bunch of packages where you can get a CD signed by the band. All the way up to a Be on the Record package, which is essentially like if you want to get your voice on the record, we got that going too. So yeah, there's a little bit of everything on there.
Okay, very cool. And that's over at you can check it out over at cryogenband.com and
yep.
click on the link to the Kickstarter and go shower them with your hard-earned cash.
Yes, it would be much appreciated.
Excellent. So why don't we go back to Despera for a second? What song should we hear from that?
I've always loved Agnosis. It's the last song on the CD, and it's just kind of got an epic feel to me, you know. So let's do that one.
Excellent. So this is Agnosis. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
from Despera by Cryogen. So one of the things that we talk about on this show frequently is the Creative Commons license. And yeah. I've noted that you've released all of your stuff under a Creative Commons license. Was there any reason to release your stuff under a Creative Commons license other than just throwing it out there for free?
You know, I think I saw that when we put our stuff on Bandcamp. That was actually the first time I've ever even heard of that. And I just thought it was like a cool thing. You know, we wanted to put the tracks out there for people to, you know, purchase at that time. But eventually I just put them up there as pay what you want. You know, most of the older ones are just pay what you want. And I just thought it was a cool thing because it's, you know, basically people can buy it and then they can share it and not feel bad about doing it, right? Mm-hmm. You know, because there's no, it's not all rights reserved or whatever. It gives them the opportunity to go share it with their friends, which I think is awesome because that's what I would like to see. You know, if somebody digs it, they're going to give it to their friends, they're going to give it to other people. And that's awesome for me. And more people that can hear it, the better, you know?
Excellent. So have you seen your stuff show up anywhere online?
Yeah. You know, I think we get played on like Pandora channels will come up every once in a while. I think I submitted to that, but yeah, we've been on, you know, radio, internet radio here and there. It's kind of funny. Like Nightmare actually got on, the local radio station around here. I think the time we put it out, they did this like thing called Metalix, which they did from like, I think it was midnight to 2 or something like that. So you'd be driving around Denver and you'd hear like this Nightmare or something pop up. And it was kind of funny to hear on the radio for me. I don't think they do it anymore. It's like a clear channel station out here, KBPI. Unfortunately they don't. I mean, that was a really awesome thing. I think they did it for, you know, a good 5-6 years.
It was probably before the programming police came in.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Bummer.
But, yeah, it's,
Cool while they did it, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was really awesome. It was a cool thing for local bands because you don't get played on the radio, you know, especially death metal on you know, over-the-air radio. Maybe on exactly. Maybe on AM, but...
I'd love to find these mythical AM stations that play metal. There's none out by us, as far as I know.
Oh, really? Yeah, there's one out here. Well, it's up at the CU campus in Boulder, and... we're actually hopefully going to get on there in a week or something and talk about the album, but it's you know, run by students at the college, and
right.
Radio 1190 is the station up there, and they do all kinds of shows, but they do a metal show, which, you know, I think goes over pretty good actually.
Excellent. So outside of just putting it up on the internet, have you done any other promotion for your albums or?
Yeah, I think, you know, most of the older ones, I probably sent out tons and tons of them just for reviews. It seems more common nowadays that you just send out like a code or something for people to download. But mm-hmm. I used to like be at the post office every day, man, like just mailing them out to this blog or that blog or whatever, you know, just to get the name out there.
Yeah. And I have to mention, I picked up, Despair and, the original Psalms of Deceit, and, yep. That is some pretty awesome production that you guys have on those albums. They're really nice packages.
Thanks, man.
Who'd you get to master them?
Despair was all Dave Otero at Flatline.
Okay.
And then Psalms, well, the remaster I did. I did all that.
No, I'm sorry. I mean the packaging and all that stuff.
The packaging. Oh,
yeah. I used the wrong word. I'm sorry.
No worries. Yeah. No, that's cool. So for Psalms and Despair, we had this guy, Phil Fenster. He did all the artwork for those. Really cool guy. I believe his website is Creative Schism, if I'm not mistaken. But you can look on like the credits, or, you know, if you go to our download page, we got all the credits listed and all that.
Right.
But yeah, he's a great artist for sure, and he did both of those albums. Actually, he did all the artwork for him.
Is he also doing the new album too, or
we actually went to this dude Colin Marks, who Greg knows. He's okay. Done a couple of Legion albums. He's also done like covers for like Whitechapel and Scar Symmetry and stuff. So Greg kind of was like, man, I can get the hookup from this dude, so let's go to him. And it's like, all right, works for me. And And so, yeah, you can check that out actually on our site. We put that cover up because he just got done with it actually.
Right. No, they're all very high quality. That's for sure. Especially, yeah. I looked at the cover for Despair, and I'm like, whoa, this is not your normal, you know, I got my friend in high school to do the cover type thing. It's like, whoa.
Oh, for sure. We found Phil, like, I was looking at DeviantArt, I think, that website, and then I came across that one that we used for Psalms of Deceit, and I was like, man, that's the one, you know? And then for Despair, he did it from scratch. It wasn't one that he had already done. And we kind of dictated the direction of the album to him a little bit, and maybe the song titles and lyrical content. And he came up with that, which I thought was awesome, with the dude on the cover there, the kind of half dude.
Exactly. the not quite all there dude.
yeah, for sure.
Very cool. Well, thank you very much. Do you have any upcoming shows or tours that you're doing, or is it all Kickstarter all the way?
It's at this point, we don't. We'll probably have, you know, a CD release show here in Denver after we get the album out. It's, you know, we don't really put any tours or shows around the recording because it gets a little too hectic, you know.
Understood.
Move drums in and out and set up things again. But yeah, I'd love to tour on this album if we get the opportunity, so hopefully we will make it out for that, you know.
What tours have you guys done in the past?
We've done a lot of like kind of 2-3 day Midwest outings. We did an East Coast one back I guess it would have been around the Psalms of Deceit original release, where we actually made it as far as Cincinnati on that one. And kind of just did like a loop. that was fun. Yeah, so we played like Chicago and I think Kansas City and a couple other cities on that one.
Oh, very cool. So where do we check out for more information for the band?
You can go to CryogenBand.com. Search for us on Facebook. Well, we got a link, you know, from CryogenBand.com as well. Go to Kickstarter, search for Cryogen, or search for Death Metal. Come up with that as well. Yeah, so
about how
it's Google, right?
all hail the Googles.
Yeah.
About when does the Kickstarter finish? What date?
I believe the 20th. I think there's like 15 days or so left on it.
So around the 20th of June is when it's finished up.
Yeah.
So get in there before the 20th of June and get get your pledges in and make this album happen, because boy howdy are you guys in for a treat. if the other albums are any indication, oh my god, you're going to be enjoying some stuff. So speaking of which, why don't we close this up? What should we hear?
Let's play another song. Yeah, let's do it. I mean, I guess you could play the demo track if you wanted. I mean, we could do another track from another song.
Why don't we do one from another album? Why don't we let them go to the site so they can hear the demo track?
True. Yeah.
We won't give that away right now.
No, you know? Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, lazy bums. You go to the site. You hear it there. Yeah. But yeah, what should we hear?
Let's do Break These Chains off Psalms of Deceit.
Okay. This is Break These Chains from Psalms of Deceit by Cryogen. Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thanks a lot. We'll be right back.
like to thank Ryan for taking the time to talk with us here at OpenMetalCast.com. For more information about Cryogen and how you can participate in their Kickstarter, head on over to their website over at cryogenband.com. That's CRYOGENBAND.com. There you can find links to their Kickstarter as well as their complete discography, both on CD and in digital formats. You can also find t-shirts and much, much more information about the band. That's at cryogenband.com. And hey, if you're in a band and you'd like to be on this podcast and you release Creative Commons licensed music, I want to talk to you. Send me a note over at Craig at OpenMetalCast.com. Thanks for listening.